True Story, Part 1.
On the 20th of July 1969, humans finally walked on the moon. They were two American astronauts, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. Here is their story.
First steps on the moon. The 12th of April 1961. John F. Kennedy is president of the USA. He is in bed when the phone rings.
Yes?
The Russians have sent a man into space.
What? You're joking.
The world is surprised when Russian astronaut Yuri Gagarin becomes the first man to go into space.
Man in space!
Man in space!
Man enter space.
A communist in space.
A communist!
President Kennedy has a meeting with the leaders of NASA.
We must catch up with the Russians. We will have to go to the moon. Work on this project and report back to me.
A month later,
I believe this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth.
I want to go to the moon.
Eat your dinner, Bill.
To be an astronaut in the 1960s, you have to be a man, be shorter than 1.80 meters, and weigh less than 70 kilograms. You also have to be a pilot and be under the age of 39. Astronauts train in the desert.
This suit is like a pressure cooker.
They practice walking in big water tanks.
Floating is cool.
They discover acceleration in a centrifuge.
It's like being inside a salad spinner.
They learn how to land.
I'm learning to fly a spider.
The 16th of July, 1969, Kennedy Space Center, Florida.
We promised President Kennedy we would do it.
(sighs) 9:30 a.m. Ready? 9:32 a.m. Lift off! 9:40 a.m. Apollo 11 is launched by a Saturn V rocket. There are three stages.
Second stage separation complete. Speed 29,000 kilometers per hour.
Immediately after liftoff, mission control on the ground is transferred to Johnson Space Center, Houston, Texas. The Capcom is the only person allowed to speak to the astronauts.
Apollo 11, you're looking good. Ready for the turn.